Isn't this a sports show?
Kiss my bum. Just go ahead. Please.
That did not sound good. Don't do that. It sounded tinny. Okay, you're done now.
Smooch it.
Almost entirely.
This is a good radio show.
It's certainly a radio show.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
I say it pretty frequently. I don't have a great memory, right? My best memories are Slim Chickens, basically.
Take the show with you by listening on the Sports Radio 810 mobile app at 810WHB.com or by searching for Almost Entirely Sports wherever you get your podcasts.
Beards, how do you pee?
This is Almost Entirely Sports on Sports Radio 810WHB.
It has been a little while, and since we've talked to you last, I'm not sure if you noticed on Sunday, the Chiefs won a football game. Cut the music! Woo! That's all, though. There's been no other big news today that has sort of shook all of Kansas City to the very fabric of his being. Just kidding! Patrick Mahomes was a full participant at practice today. Cut the music! Woo! That was a... Wow.
Man, I'd say we're going to...
That was powerful.
I'd say, you know, we keep celebrating everything. We're going to run out of these things, but we still have like 120 left.
Pow! I could have done a third one just for having a show tonight. Welcome in to Almost Entirely Sports, everybody. It has been a while. That Patrick Mahomes returning to practice party popper, which what you heard off, it wasn't a gunshot. We don't celebrate like that in here. We just shoot off party poppers inside and then leave big confetti messes.
Ooh, I can smell it, too.
Yo,
There's that one.
That's the smell of victory.
That had some pop there.
That the one specifically celebrating the return of Patrick Mahomes, even the party popper was jacked for.
That was some pop.
We haven't had a true Almost Entirely Sports here in a little bit. In fact, the last time we did an official Almost Entirely Sports here on 810, Patrick Mahomes' knee was exactly where it was supposed to be. It was Wednesday before that football game. Halloween had not yet happened. We had no conversations about Patrick Mahomes being injured outside of his ankle. And so a lot has changed since the last time we've had that intro play or some form of it. I am surrounded by party shrapnel. Someone remind me during the break, please, to correct that. I'm Josh Briscoe. If this is the first time you've listened to 810 at night in the last month, that's Rudy Salazar, who is in here smelling the gunpowder as well. Beards McFly cannot smell the confetti because he's on the other side of the glass, but he's hitting all the buttons and feuding with our equipment. So you know we're back because Beards is angry at a computer.
It's a little rusty right now. It's been a while. It hasn't been used in a while.
That's
true.
It's still
getting up and going.
So we're usually on Facebook Live. We might get there by the end of the show today. I'm not sure.
By tomorrow.
By tomorrow's show, we're definitely going to be on Facebook. We don't have a show tomorrow.
When we do in 2 weeks, we'll be on.
So even if you're not listening there, thank you. You can't see us yet. Thank you for being here to hang out with us for the next 2 hours. No guests. Lots of stuff to talk about. Including the top of the second hour, Beards has returned from his vacation, and all of the relaxation he found for those 2 weeks has disappeared.
It was only 1 week,
so fast.
It was two Chiefs games, like 10 days or something.
It was two NFL weeks, but
that's
one real time week.
That's fine. It was like 8 days at least. Regardless, all of the relaxation he got on that trip, which eventually you may have to explain to us, Beards, what you did on that trip, because the people care about you. Right? I hope you know that.
It involved a lot of chicken.
And a lot of Coke, and also a lot of Coca-Cola. He went to Florida. All of that relaxation has left Beards' body, his posture. He is slowly reverting back into the roly-poly position, just smacking the laptop.
I just expect to see a headline. Florida man arrested for smuggling Coca-Cola across state lines.
How's your emotional state right now, Beards? Look, Rudy, go ahead and look at the gestures Beards has been making at the computer. How's your emotional state right now?
Well,
before I get to Patrick Mahomes.
Sad producers on Reddit over here right now.
Can I help out with this?
I wish you would.
Because I think this could honestly make him more mad.
Sure.
But I think you'll enjoy it.
That's good.
I saw a new flavor of Coca-Cola.
I saw this.
Have you seen the Beards?
I did not, no.
Okay.
It is.
Why is this not working?
It is cinnamon flavored.
No, thank you.
Here's the first thing I thought.
That does not sound good.
Here's the first of all, we're going to have a taste test. We've got to have beards taste different cold flavors.
Here's the thing. Even if it means me pouring a cinnamon Coca-Cola into a regular Coca-Cola,
it's like,
he's going to have cinnamon Coca-Cola.
Normal, regular Coke. Here's the first thing that I thought, which is probably going to tell you a lot about me as a person. Jack and Coke, great. Really, any whiskey Coke?
Yeah.
Can't go wrong. Hi. I'm a normal human man of the bar. Yes, I'd like a Fireball and cinnamon Coke, please.
Oh. Ugh. Yeah, because I mean, that's basically what that would be.
A lot
of
power. There's a lot of holiday spirit in that one.
Yeah.
I think that'd be excellent. So I would very much like to try the cinnamon Coke. I have not yet.
We are still having more issues over here.
It's also my favorite cereal, Cinnamon Coke Crunch. Pour some of that on a bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Some Fireball in that. Breakfast of champions.
Ready to get your day started.
Put a few hot tamales in there.
It's a good night snack.
Oh, dude.
When you,
cereal for dinner is great.
The worst mistake you can make is like when you eat dinner around 5 or 6 p.m. And then a lot of times you're just done eating the rest of the day. No. Around 10, a little bowl of cereal.
You pull yourself some Cinnamon Coke Crunch.
It is helping. You will be thankful the next day that you ate that. But also, it helps you keep the party going.
That's exactly right. You got to have a food break. You have bad news. What's your bad news?
Facebook's not working. Still. I've tried 3 different options and none of it works.
Well, Beards. Somehow this seems like it's your fault.
Yeah, you're making a lot of excuses. Well, anyway, I'm glad we found that out at 8:02 at 8:02 p.m.
Yeah.
It wouldn't really be us returning if we didn't return in a cloud of poop.
Yeah, we've had some technical issues lately. I had to deal with a Monday of drink getting dropped on to the tie line, and that was fun.
Yeah, well, we've fully returned then.
Yeah.
Because, are we streaming on the internet, on the app and everything?
Yes, we're good there.
You can listen to us on the...
Are we on the air? We're not? Okay,
are we on the
radio? I guess we can just say whatever.
Let's start over again.
I thought you wanted to do a podcast. I'm sorry.
Yep, we're doing a podcast. People can hear us over the transmitted airwaves. That'll do for our conversation tonight. We'll see if Beards gets us on Facebook at any point. Honestly, I'm not holding my breath because I have to use my breath to do this radio show. So the news today, clearly, and extremely important and party popper worthy. I had a Chief show last night that followed KU. It's up on the AES podcast feed, so we won't recover every single thing in that regard. But the news of the day is that Patrick Mahomes is a full participant at practice today. Now, there are a couple of interesting things going on there. One is that Matt Moore talked today out at Arrowhead for the availability. It was Reed and then Matt Moore. That's always Mahomes, obviously, whenever he's actually playing. And it would have been very telling to see Mahomes out there at the podium. I don't think that it was necessarily 100% set in stone that this would be the week that Mahomes would be back at really any given point. I do believe Andy Reid to at least a certain extent of, hey, we're going to let him go a little bit. We're not going to have him, you know, just sort of stand there and ask Derek Nnadi to throw a shoulder into his knee or anything. But we're going to let him go through practice and then actually see how he's feeling, see if anything is happening in that knee, swelling-wise or whatever. And find out how he actually responds. I fully expect Mahomes to play against the Titans at this point. I think betting on anything other than that would be a little bit silly.
Yeah.
He was a full participant in practice today. However, I would say in this Cinnamon Coke and Fireball cocktail, I'm kind of 50-50 Cinnamon Coke, 50-50 Fireball. And I'm not sure which one is good, which one is bad yet. I'm nervous. Like, is that not reasonable? I'll tell you. I think it is. If you're just party popper stoked that Patrick Mahomes is probably playing football for the Chiefs this week, God bless you and all of the lack of your inhibitions, because I would love to feel that way. But I'm a little bit nervous, because even if he's a full participant in practice all week, he's going to be wearing a yellow jersey all week, and whenever he comes back against the Titans, I'm not going to say that they're going to be targeting his knee, But they're not going to be not targeting it. They're not going to be going, well, hold on, we don't want to hurt Patrick Mahomes. They're going to be trying to take him down. And if that means a tackle that comes around the edge that hits his knee funny or that grabs him by the foot as he's trying to run away, that is going to be something he has to be physically ready for. And so the one thing there that I hope, and because I have some amount of faith in Rick Burkholder as a professional, right? Like, because I believe that the Chiefs aren't going to actively put Patrick Mahomes in harm's way unnecessarily, I have to believe that they think he has, or at least by Sunday will have, crossed the threshold from having a risk of re-injury that is higher than it would have been by waiting a little bit while longer, meaning that the risk of re-injury this week is going to be the same as the risk of re-injury for the rest of the season. It's not the 0% that it was before it got hurt in the first place, and obviously your kneecap can get dislocated without having it been dislocated before. That's what happened against the Broncos on Thursday Night Football. But if they think that he's at a point right now, or maybe there's a 10% chance of re-injury added as opposed to, you know, the chance of just injuring it in the first place, if they think it's at 10% right now, my hunch would be, well, why don't we wait till it's at 0%? The answer very well could be, it's going to be at 10%.
Yeah, he can't get there.
Until the offseason, until a full offseason of healing, until an offseason with surgery, perhaps, or maybe for the rest of his career, he'll have a 10% increase in the chance that his kneecap gets dislocated. And if it gets dislocated again, it's probably going to be more detrimental than it was the first time where it just kind of popped out, popped back in, and none of the tendons got cut or torn or anything. Mm-hmm. I have to believe at this point, the Chiefs think, or at least are testing more firmly right now, the idea that he is at that threshold of as good as it's going to get this season. Because anything before that would be actively putting the season and Patrick Mahomes into harm's way. And I don't think the Chiefs are doing that.
And I'm at the point where, like, I want Mahomes, obviously, to get as healthy as possible.
I don't know if you've noticed, everyone in this building loves Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, there is, though, not necessarily, not that you need to rush him back. You are at a point, though, where if you want that first round bye, like I think we can, most of us, the Patriots losing makes that makes it look like it's more obtainable. Like,
yep. We're going to talk about this.
I don't think you're
going to
get there.
So.
But like I just have the playoff pitcher.
Oh, good. We'll talk
here.
About it now then.
And it's just like, it is right. Like it is cluttered. I mean, the Ravens, us, and the Texans all have 6 wins right now.
Yep.
Like,
the Colts are a game back. The Chiefs have a tiebreaker over those two.
Matt Moore's been looking great, but like, you need to win games if you want to get that first round bye.
So, in that conversation, again, I at the risk of feeding a fed horse, welcome into the room, everybody. Some of you understand, some of you don't. It's fine. You'll learn. PETA came out with a whole list of we haven't done a show in a month. PETA came out with a list of Beards is crawling underneath the desk right now. Just he's wearing a welder's mask. He's unplugging things and plugging things back in.
So this has nothing to do with the Facebook stuff because I've given up at that point.
Does the radio work?
Yeah. Okay. So there's this little drawer here that has the keyboard.
Gee, a little droid?
Drawer.
Is that why everything's so clumsy down there? Is there a little droid down there keeping it all
running? Man, I wish there was an R2 down here. He'd help so much.
That's
anyway,
so
there's a little drawer here that slides out that has the keyboard for the computer over here.
Sure.
And it felt weird when I was like sliding it in, and or sliding it out, whatever. I was like, huh, this is strange. So, I know. Anyway.
Mark yourself!
I did.
Mark yourself!
Long story short.
I want that next segment, Beards.
Long story short, the drawer broke for
how
a second.
How long of a story?
And the keyboard fell. I fixed it.
The keyboard fell. I've had that happen down at 1510 like a long time ago.
This is the professional side, though.
I want...
with our non-working Facebook equipment.
I want the thing that you just marked to be the liner next segment, because I want everyone on the planet...
I don't think so. That's an FCC violation.
I want that to be the liner next segment, so people have a chance to hear the incredible thing you just said with a straight face.
I knew it was going to be problematic, but I just had to power through.
So good.
Part two over here, the squeakle. Within the AFC, we're going to talk about Pokemon starters at the very end of the show, by the way. Sad fans on Reddit in like 40 minutes, and then at the very end of the show, we got to talk about Pokemon.
Also, I don't know if you, did you see the Bill Polian comment today?
No.
Okay. We can.
I have the words Bill and Napoleon muted on Twitter, so I never have to see
one
of his.
I saw a story. In his defense, he says the right thing, but it's still dumb that he even said the wrong thing to begin with.
Bill Polian, I'm just trying to invite more people into the party here at this point. Bill Polian said that Lamar Jackson should switch to receiver back before the draft. He didn't say
that.
Wasn't tall enough, which he didn't say about, you know, Johnny Manziel or.
Who he thought was going to be an electric quarterback in the league.
Well, listen, I don't know. Electric, he said at the moment, but clearly he at least thought he was going to be all white. So sorry, I had a lisp. I was weird. Sorry, Bill Polian. Did you guys feel the bump we hit right there? That was throwing Bill Polian right under the race bus.
Another Hall of Famer.
Boop.
There's a race bus?
I didn't think about it too hard.
The thing.
I was throwing him under the bus, and I was obviously making a joke about Bill Polian. Hey, Beards, hold on, Rudy. Let me explain, Beards. No, we're not going.
I'm imagining drag racing with buses.
I mean, I imagine it's a thing out there somewhere.
Listen. Beard, let me explain. We're explaining jokes today, I guess. The idea is that Bill Polian only said that Lamar Jackson should switch to wide receiver because he was the black quarterback in the first round. I didn't know if you'd picked up on that. I know you don't see color.
Were the other quarterbacks not black?
Yeah, white. Was there four of them?
Yeah, there
was right.
A couple Joshes, a Darnold in there.
There were the Joshes and then the one that looks like me.
There were two Joshes, a third that looks like
Josh.
And then...
Yeah, right. There's an honorary... I would argue Baker Mayfield is an honorary Josh.
Yeah, and then I would say so you had two Joshes.
You had four Joshes and Lamar Jackson.
A quarterback who looks like you and a quarterback who acts like you.
Even I've never shaved my face three times in one day. It's on the table for sure. Are the three of us going to shave into mustaches at any point during November, by the way?
No.
Beards, how much money would it take for you to become mustaches?
I don't think I would.
Mustaches McFly.
$50,000.
I think, what did you say?
$50,000.
So for $499.99, you would not shave your beard into a mustache?
That's a lowball, man.
I mean, it's literally Beards' identity. I think, Rudy, if you did, you might really, the Salazar might really stand out and overshadow the Rudy for the first time in a while.
For sure.
I just look like Baker Mayfield. It's not a great...
And it's not the Baker Mayfield before the season meme.
No.
It's the Baker Mayfield,
I dress
currently.
Like him in that picture already. It's a whole deal.
Oh, man.
Anyway, in the AFC... I miss doing this show. I really did. In the AFC...
Man, if only we had technology that worked.
If we had a producer who could troubleshoot.
I know. I think this is on you, Beards.
Yeah. It feels like you're deflecting. It's literally putting equipment away right now, like this, like the saddest elf at the North Pole realizing Christmas has been canceled. Beards is just packing up all of his toys and putting them away until someone finds the kidnapped Santa Claus. It's a tough scene, man. It really is.
Now nobody will see my new Coca-Cola shirt.
Beards wore his new Coca-Cola shirt.
Is it a cinnamon one?
Facebook.
Yeah. Let me throw some cinnamon on there.
The Patriots have
to play.
That's
not how that works.
You have to put the cinnamon in there. You have to weave it into the fabric.
No, but we're throwing it on the... I say we just throw cinnamon on him.
I think it's fine.
Just throw it.
Maybe that'll fix the computer.
Maybe. I mean, can't make it worse.
The Patriots, for once, and for the first time this season, actually have to play real sports teams. In fact, on one of the TVs in here that was used for Facebook is now back to that Patriots-Ravens game. And my God, that was fun.
Oh, man.
I had so much fun with that. Like, I did think that it was very close. I wasn't writing the Chiefs off as a team with no chance to get the one seed. But I did think that it's probably better to knock the Ravens down a peg. But the Chiefs do have the tiebreaker there. They should probably be more worried about the Texans at this point. Also, the Bills need to lose some games. They probably will, but like some Josh's
the
have success. They are, but that defense is really good and Josh Allen is competent. But the Ravens just beat the Patriots, and then the Patriots get to follow that up by going to the Eagles, who are super up and down, but they can be super up. And then they get the Cowboys, who I think we've seen them being the more true versions of themselves.
They're a fake good team.
They're a bad good team. I would say they're a bad good team. But because the two could be a good bad team. They're a middle of the pack. I've started getting really aggressive about quarterbacks that go in the bucket. I've mostly done it as a guest on Sterling's show on ESPN Kansas City. There's just a bucket and a certain class of quarterbacks, and it is a lot of them. They go into the bucket. And you can have different levels, right? Like, I've got Gardner Minshew in that bucket, even with his glorious mustache. And I've got Nick Foles in that bucket. The Jags
and Baker Mayfield and his sad mustache.
Ooh, Baker Mayfield is like...
He gets his own bucket
He's
right
sitting
now.
On the edge of the bucket right yeah. now, like, kicking his feet back and forth. Like, I'm...
Just the
like
sad Keanu photo. Down.
Yes, 100%. Because, yeah. like, I don't bring quarterbacks out of the bucket very often, but I got to tell you what. I've pulled Dak Prescott back out of the bucket. He's not in the bucket anymore. I'm going to take the L on that one. But the bucket has a lot of quarterbacks in it. And if you're going to do it for teams in the NFL, the Cowboys are they're on the very top, but they're probably in the bucket. But could they beat the Patriots in Dallas on a game where their offense is absolutely humming and they get the Patriots defense back on their heels? Hell yeah, because the reason that you could never beat the Patriots for the last 15 years is that Tom Brady will do things at the end of a game that it doesn't really matter what you did for 58 minutes because you gave Tom Brady 2 minutes down six. Mm-hmm. That you know how those games end. It's a crazy statistical anomaly, but down six with 2 minutes left, you bet on the Patriots. You always have. And right now, I wouldn't anymore. And then it's at the Texans. That game, I don't know who we'll be rooting for in that game because the next... 2 weeks before that,
say
matter.
I would probably root for the Ravens just because we had the tiebreaker over
Texans.
Them. No, we lost to the Texans.
I know.
Isn't the first tiebreaker?
I'm saying Patriots Texans.
Oh, sorry. Whenever that Patriots, comes Texans. In 3 weeks. Yeah. I would say I think you root for the Patriots because I just don't think you're catching.
But here's the thing, though.
I think so.
They
here's
could
the
lose
thing.
At the Eagles. Yeah, they could lose to the Texans. And if the Chiefs beat them, that's
here's
free.
The thing.
You're probably right.
That number one seed right now, that's like the second wild card spot in baseball. It makes a bunch of people think it's in play.
I think you're right.
But it's not.
I think
it's a
you're
mirage.
Right. But it's a it's little, mirage. I think it's, I don't think it's a mirage.
It's not
I think it's
here.
Real water that's a little farther away than you think it is. I think there's some forced perspective going on, but I think there's real water out there.
And you also get there and it turns out it's just like sulfur infused and it's ugly green color.
That might be true.
And you drink it and you die.
That's probably it. Is that just because the Patriots poisoned it before they left? The Patriots were at the water hole, and then they just like stabbed a bunch of batteries and then threw them in there and then went to the next one.
They would never do that.
That feels right.
I've never cheated before.
But more realistically, yeah, I think that listen, again, I said this at the beginning of this conversation 97 minutes ago. But if you're talking about Mahomes and Matt Moore and everything, the thought of, well, the Chiefs need the two seed should not be a thought in the actual decision about when you bring Mahomes back. It is 100% about his knee, how good it can get, and when you've reached that point. But I think it's totally fair to say the Chiefs, as what's one click under the word need? Because I don't think they need the two seed to end up in the Super Bowl.
Would really, really like.
But damn, it would be nice. Yeah, I mean.
It's a week off from, like, for us.
The bye week is important.
It's a week off for us, too.
That's not how that works.
If they don't play that first week, it's a week off.
I mean, it's a week off for covering the game,
I mean,
guess.
That's what I mean. It's like that
it's a
weekend.
Off.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, that's true, I guess.
It's an NFL Maybe. Week. One day, but an NFL week.
It's, that space is really important if you can get it, especially. Let's say you've still got a bunch of banged up players, and I'll say that you will because it's the NFL and this is how it generally works.
Somebody's always hurt.
Especially if in week 17, Lord willing, what if that week 17 game you don't actually really need? You probably will if we're talking about the two seed. But if you can give the banged up offensive line even just that 1 week to rest up, and not just to rest, but to not acquire more injuries. And to not have all of the physical stresses of another game, a playoff game, by the way, they were just assuming they would win, and they probably would against the Colts at home, right? Not that we've seen that recently go badly.
No.
You're giving me the Chiefs at essentially full health against the Colts at home, skipping that game and just the randomization that a playoff game can bring, obviously huge. But the week off for a team that has been this torn up over the course of this season to be going into that second game. Maybe now it's against the Texans at home, or it could be the Bills at home. Whoever it is,
they're currently lined up to play the Bills, which.
And we'll just see how all that holds. Yes. It's too far out to be doing seeding.
I just mean like that's where it's technically at right now. Which if you know if that is the game, this is not to like trash Alex Smith. That's a game Alex Smith loses.
That's true. Yeah,
like that is 100%. Like that is the Titans game. That is the Colts. Like that is a game the Chiefs lose.
Yeah, that's fair. It hurts me a little bit, but that's absolutely true.
It's a game they would absolutely lose at home.
And if you look at where the Chiefs go from here, like again at Titans. Don't at me on this one. I'm waiting for all the lines to come out whenever they think Mahomes is going to play so I can. Can you take a mortgage out on an apartment? I don't think you can. I'm going to ask about it and figure out if I can put that in an envelope and then just write to Las Vegas on it. Like I'm mailing a letter to Santa and just see what comes back because I can't imagine the Chiefs losing this game with Mahomes back, especially. But then it's the Chargers in Mexico, and then it's a week off in the Raiders, and then it's that Patriots game, and then it's the Broncos at the Bears, please, and then the Chargers at home again for week 17.
Remember how big that at the Chicago game was, like when the
sure
season
do.
Before the season?
I sure do.
Matt Nagy and Andy Reid, and now it's just it's Trubisky and Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes and Chase Daniel reunited. Were they ever on the roster at the same time? They weren't, I don't think. No, they wouldn't have been by several years, actually. We're gonna say reunited. Maybe they're close personal friends.
He would have left. I think Chase Daniel would have left like that same offseason they drafted Mahomes.
That might have been true. Yeah. I mean, listen. If that of all things is where this show gets hung up with trying to get the detail correct, we've lost the plot. But yeah, I mean, with Mahomes even coming back for that Chargers game, because that's a losable game. That's a competent football team. It's not a great football team. They're competent, and they just beat the Packers in a game that I was really like was confusing to watch.
He was 2 years before.
Was he?
Right. Okay. Yeah, he was. His last year in KC was 2015.
Who was back? All right.
So he went to. He went to
who was
Philly?
Backing up Alex Smith whenever before trying, yeah. the Chiefs drafted Patrick Mahomes? This is welcome to Almost Entirely Sports. If you're new, everybody, this show
2016 roster.
Frequently is derided as a show that doesn't care enough about sports, and then also occasionally the entire show stops to find out who backed up Alex Smith in 2016.
Oh, now that's right. Of course it was.
Was this
almost said like
was this
was
the,
it Aaron Murray
the Matt McGloin year? Was he on the roster at any point this season?
He might have been, but the name the guy who actually backed him up though it's a name.
Oh, is it Nick Foles?
Nick Foles.
Oh yeah.
Forgot about Nick.
Wow, that was just
yeah. Forgot about
that. Feels like that was longer ago. Also,
yeah, I forgot about that.
Does he have a nickname? Anybody want to take a shot at it?
He is it's very similar to the mascot.
Similar
Justice
to
Justice for All.
Oh yes. You can say Dick Justice. It's his name. It's
no, but
dog.
His nickname is Justice for All. Nick Foles.
Big Justice Foles? Big Justice Nick. I don't get it, guys. It's Almost Entirely Sports here on Sports Radio 810.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
Hasta la vista, baby.
With Joshua Briscoe.
What it do, baby?
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
That wasn't you saying a bunch of wrong things in a row, Beards. Next segment? Next segment? That was from the Kawhi Leonard Terminator commercial that was extremely good. That I will probably not go see Terminator
Salvation?
Uprising?
Dark Fate.
Oh, man, that was pretty good. I legit guess
I also think that, like, we may have named three actual, like,
Salvation
Terminator movies.
Salvation was one of them.
Okay, yeah.
What did I say? Uprising?
Uprising. I feel like Terminator Uprising is a movie.
If it's not, it's about to be. Terminator Uprising. Yeah, no, I don't. That's not one yet.
Nope.
But it
will
be. Next
year.
That
will be the next one. It's a good one. It's a good name for a Terminator.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good name.
Yeah.
It fooled me.
But you know, right? Yeah. We can absolutely play. You know what? Hold on. Everyone, stop googling Terminator movies. Okay. We may later play real or fake Terminator movie. We'll see on that one because that's pretty good actually. I don't know if there are enough to pull that off, but we'll see.
Maybe I don't. Maybe like just like because like there was a TV show and there's been some video games, so maybe just throwing like all media.
Yeah. Terminator product or not? Yeah, that's good.
Which there is a new Terminator video game coming out. It actually looks pretty cool.
There is?
Yeah. I saw a preview for it just like a couple days ago.
Huh.
It looks pretty sweet.
Interesting. That feels like a good, that feels like a movie to video game translation that makes a lot of sense.
Especially with, I mean, it's just, it's easy. It's easy to do. It's a, you know, first person shooter type of game. It's really easy to pull off.
By the way, you can't call the show because that's not, we don't do that
Beer
around here.
Just doesn't.
Beer doesn't know how to work the phones.
They can't connect to the server.
We try to teach them, but it's just.
But usually you can leave us comments in the Facebook video, but Beards couldn't do that either.
Couldn't get there.
So Beards, unless you killed it, unless you killed it tonight, can people
still
text
have the,
us?
Yeah, I do have the text line up.
All right, 913-912-4810. If you want to suggest if you want to play Terminator real or fake, you can send us suggestions there. Rudy will just read them, and then we will guess and then Google it. You can also tweet the show. I'm at JB Briscoe. Rudy is at Rudy J. Salazar. It's been so long since I've said it out loud.
At Not That Rudy.
At Not That Rudy. What did I do with that? Is that your Rudy Instagram?
That's my Instagram.
Weird as hell. I forgot your Twitter handle for a second. I haven't said it in so long. And then Beards is it Mustaches McFly.
Yeah.
It's at Beards
comment
McFly.
Comment on the Facebook Live video says, Beard sucks, bring back Facebook Live.
That's a technological wonder. Whenever we went to break, you said you had a
question for me.
I
forgot all about this.
You said you had a question for me. Please share your question with me.
Okay, how many, let me find it again just so I can get it here.
Well, go ahead and
how
ask the question.
How many touchdown passes did Alex Smith throw for in 2016? I saw this because we were looking, trying to figure out what the backup quarterback was, and his numbers were just right there. And
so you mentioned Nick, we remembered that Nick Foles was the quarterback that year. Did he start games that season?
He started one game. He technically played a game and a half. Alex Smith missed the second half of a game and then missed the next game. So Alex Smith started 15. You could say played 14 and a half
games for Alex Smith. How many touchdowns did he throw in 2016? Well, Beards is very good at these guess the number
games. This was
also
a very famous year for a different reason.
Beards is very good at these games.
What was the record for touchdowns thrown?
Well, Mahomes threw 50 last year.
Right. And then Manning had,
did he get to 55?
55.
Sounds about right.
But you know that Mahomes had the Chiefs record. I don't want to give you too much information, but that 50, it wasn't 50, Beards.
Yeah, it wasn't over. I can promise you he didn't get to 52. Manning did have 55.
Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, Mahomes set the record last year for the Chiefs.
49 and under.
That's all in
play.
Yeah.
I feel like 47 is a really good number. He could have had 60 if he hadn't missed that one game, but, you know.
I'm going to say in 14 and a half games, Alex Smith threw 24 touchdowns?
Well, Beers was guessing the amount of rushes. He came pretty close. Alex Smith ran the ball 48
times.
Was it more?
Did he have 22? Too high?
Lower.
He had 20.
Lower.
No. He had
more than a touchdown in a game, right? It's not Troy Aikman. Did he have 15?
He had 15.
Oh! Hall of Fame career right there. That's the Troy Aikman special. One per game, baby. He threw 15 touchdowns in 2016?
Yeah. 3,500 yards. 15 touchdowns.
Now, can we go touchdown leaders on this kid? Because you gave the hint of what else happened this year. Can you pull up the touchdown receivers on that one? It's like a Sporkle quiz. Can we name all the players that Alex Smith threw a touchdown pass to in 2016?
Give me one quick second.
I'm definitely setting myself up for failure on this one.
Okay, here's receiving. Let me organize so I get all of them in a row by touchdowns. Sorry, I have like 20 tabs up. So
that's fine. Okay, I'm going to try to go even like top to bottom. There's some names on this list, aren't there?
The leader surprises me.
Was it Dwayne Bowe? No, sorry. I bleeped up the first time. That was the whole point. Yeah, it was not Dwayne Bowe ever.
Dwayne Bowe was not on this
list. Yeah, he's not on the list. I don't know why I said Dwayne Bowe. I knew that was the entire point of this was not him.
Dontari Poe.
Surprised by the leader.
Was
Charles the leader in touchdowns that year?
He was
receiving?
Not. Jamal Charles had zero touchdown catches that year.
Really?
Yeah. This was the year where it
all. How did he get to 15?
This was the year where it all started to fall apart. Jamal Charles played in three games this year. This was
you're
the
right.
year where Jamal Charles was done. Like this was it. This was the end.
Anthony Sherman, 7.
Sherman, zero.
Was Tony Moyaki still on the roster?
He was not.
Disappointing. This is good radio. I'm just thinking in silence.
Yeah, this really is, yeah.
Go ahead and go bottom to top on this
one
list.
Touchdown catch.
I mean, did Kelsey lead?
Kelsey was second with four.
Jeez. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Round us out.
At
go.
The bottom, Demetrius Harris.
He had one. Sure.
Then four guys with two, Jeremy Maclin.
I mean, you could have told me he never played. I would have forgotten.
Yeah.
I was so excited about that signing and so mad when they cut him after this season.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
Okay.
Albert Wilson.
Sure.
Charkandrick West.
Perfect.
Spencer Ware.
Those are all with two?
Yeah.
We and don't have the leader. Don't give us the leader yet.
Yeah, the leader.
Oh, that's all that's left now.
That's all that's left. Yeah. Because then Kelsey was second with four.
Twasn't a wide receiver. There's not another running back that I'm forgetting about, right?
No. I mean, I guess Niall Davis was on the team, but he did not catch a touchdown pass. He did not lead the Chiefs in touchdown.
Someone's screaming at the radio. It wasn't Kelsey, but it wasn't a receiver or a running back or another tight end.
I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't any of the positions other than it wasn't a running back. I'll also say it wasn't a tight end. James O'Shaughnessy and Ross Travis were the other tight ends. They did not catch a touchdown pass. I'm just surprised because, I shouldn't be surprised, but, he had a good year, but it was, I don't just remember him leading the
team.
Was
it Donnie Avery?
No, he was not.
When was Donnie Avery off the team?
He was probably 15.
Who am I forgetting? 14
or 15. He's a star right now.
For who?
For the Chiefs. Tyreek Hill.
He led the team in receiving that year?
Which and receiving
touchdowns.
We were
just talking about him in 2016. Yeah.
He had a good rookie year.
How many games did he start that season?
One.
He led the team. Because we were talking about Tyreek Hill during the break.
593 yards.
We're talking about Tyreek Hill during the break before someone yells at me on the text line that I just gave out. And we were talking about how he had one start.
He had a good, really good season. He finished with 9 total touchdowns on offense, 3 rushing, 6 receiving, but I just don't remember him. I just wouldn't have guessed that he led the team in receiving touchdowns. Now, Travis Kelce had, over 1,100 receiving yards, just not, a ton of touchdowns. Whereas Kelce, whereas Hill was, he led with 6, but he was under, he had 593 yards. Also,
also very bad at remembering years.
His, yards per reception was 9.7, which is, and here's the thing. A lot of that's because of the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy to think that he was under 10 yards reception ever.
I do think I was probably.
But it's understandable that if you think his rookie year, you wouldn't. Again, I don't think. I would have never guessed that he had the most touchdown catches on the team.
Beards, you said you have a text from. I do.
Almost opened it up, but I haven't.
I've got
down,
a
so.
Terminator
yes,
name.
Please. Okay.
Terminator, threat level midnight.
Oh! I'm pretty confident that's not real, but it's good.
It's better than a... It's better than
I have a submission of my own.
Yes.
Okay.
Terminator Independence Day Resurgence.
Oh, no, that's very good.
Oh, man. That is... I feel like that is a video game just waiting to happen.
So I was thinking, whenever we started this conversation, I was thinking about the year that the Chiefs, where Alex Smith started 15 games, threw 18 touchdowns, and none of them were wide receivers.
Oh,
can we play this game really fast before we have to take a break? Let's do it.
Okay.
Beards mentioned Anthony Sherman earlier. We'll count that one. You mentioned Darrell Davis earlier. We'll count that one.
So 16 more touchdowns.
There's
passes.
A running back who I continually forget was on this team.
Man.
He wore number 22, and it's not Dexter McCluster.
By the way, it's been a while. I forgot to do this.
Yeah.
It wasn't really a game. This is new music, though.
Yeah.
You made something new in the month.
I did. Great. I made a few things.
And so what year is this?
Receiver year.
Yeah, but I mean, was that
2014?
Was that 14? Okay.
Jamaal Charles led the team with receiving touchdowns. Travis Kelce was tied also.
Yeah.
They both had 5. There are two names, one with 4 and one with 2 this year. Not a receiver, obviously.
Yeah. Was James O'Shaughnessy still on that team?
I didn't catch a touchdown, at least.
Okay.
Not a receiver. One with 4, one with 2. Tight end and then a running back.
Oh, man.
I will
Anthony Fasano.
That's with four.
Nice.
I'll Venmo you a dollar if you can tell me the running back who caught two touchdowns. He caught two out of the 18 touchdowns.
He wore number 22.
Alex went through this year. He wore number 22. He was not Dexter McCluster.
Not Dexter McCluster. Are we sure it wasn't Dexter McCluster?
Pretty sure.
Okay.
This was his last season in the league, by the way.
Was it Tom? No, Thomas Jones was 20.
Sure was.
Yeah.
How about this? How about this? It's out of 50, it's out of 50 cents now on Venmo, but he was also a former New York Jet.
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue.
It's a quarter now. I also need 22 cents for the number he wore in Kansas City.
20. Okay, he's a New York Jet.
He only appeared in two games but caught two touchdowns?
Was it CJ Spiller?
No.
Okay.
Not in 2014, it wasn't. Sorry, Rudy. You got to go to break. We'll let you know. The name we were looking for there was Joe McKnight.
No!
Oh, God! Rudy killed the snowman! He almost knocked the snowman off the console.
I should have remembered that.
You shouldn't have.
Yeah, I should have.
No, you shouldn't have remembered. Listen,
he was on the cover Sports Illustrated when he was in high school.
If Joe McKnight's listening right now, I'm sorry, but we shouldn't have to remember the stat line for your 2014 season.
Josh.
You listen to me? What?
I'll just let you go to break. I'll tell you in the commercial.
Joe McKnight listening right now, you think?
No.
Did he text in?
No.
Okay, because I was like, listen,
I'll tell you in the break.
Listen, dude, if...
I'll tell you in the break.
You're listening, call in. Is this getting more problematic? Uh-oh.
A little.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you in the
Did he have legal trouble of some sort?
No.
Oh, okay. Is it a funny story?
No, it's not. It's really not.
Just like this show.
Well, now I'm worried about how far deep in I am to the Joe McKnight Chucklefest.
Don't Google it. Just toss a break. I'll tell you. It's more fun if I tell you.
Google.com.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
I remember things poorly.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Beards, I appreciate the liner. Rudy,
so
I appreciate literally nothing that you did last segment. Literally nothing.
What about the Alex?
Shut up. Shut up, Rudy. Shut up. I'm sorry. Not to Rudy. To everyone else. Joe McKnight was shot and killed in a relatively high-profile road rage incident like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I completely, I remember, like, if you would have been like, hey, you remember that there was a former NFL player that was killed in a road rage incident? So, like, yeah, I do. Former Jet, I feel like I remember.
Yeah. I forgot.
Shut up, Rudy! I forgot that it was Joe McKnight. I remember the story. Forgot it was, I hadn't thought about Joe McKnight since that happened, and then I saw his name on the Chiefs stat sheet. And then Rudy told me to go to break upon remembering. Instead of just, did you think that we were just gonna skate past it?
No, I just.
Or
no.
Shut up, Rudy.
I mean, you literally just asked me
shut
a question.
I did. Which is the second mistake I've made this hour. The first one was asking if Joe McKnight was in town, or what I didn't
or
know,
listening,
or texting us,
or what I didn't, yeah. what I had. Rudy, what is this thing? What is this Joe McKnight related trivia that I've forgotten? Oh no. Is there something that we should be careful around this space? No, Rudy says. No. No, I'll tell you. I asked if there was a criminal thing, I think I said.
You said was he involved? I took that as
he was the victim.
Yeah, but I took that as like, did he do something? And that's why I'm saying no, he did not do something. I was trying not to bring attention to you if you would just toss the break. I understand it had the opposite effect.
You didn't.
The attention was pure.
I mean, we were in pretty far deep. He was the answer to a trivia question.
Yeah.
Beards, did you remember that Joe McKnight had been killed in a relatively high profile?
No. Yeah.
I didn't remember at first, and then I started reliving. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember he was on the cover Sports Illustrated in high school, went to USC, and then it clicked. I was like, oh, yeah.
So whenever somebody tweets us later to ask why the podcast was only the first segment, the first hour was only the first segment. Thanks to all the people that tweeted in and that were more helpful than Rudy was.
Minutes.
Everyone who texted and tweeted in, thank you for being more helpful than Rudy was. Well, why was the first hour of the podcast so short? Oh, I don't know. Listen, Facebook was down, the podcast hour. It's too bad. We did a great segment.
Terminator Classical. This is the one where the Terminators go back in time to replace famous composers. Arnold's classic line was, "I'll be back."
I'm glad Rudy loudly announced that he had also read this, making you the only two people on the planet who had bad radio instincts these last 10 minutes or so, Rudy. Really bad.
How was that bad?
Because no one else. It doesn't matter if you had seen it or not.
No, like,
yet.
I'd seen it with him, like with beards. Like, yeah.
But he didn't even know that. Doing a radio show for other people. Poorly, clearly. Sad fans next.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.